getting ready for preseason game number 3. Obviously, that's an important game, especially for veteran players, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. You know, preseason game 3 is the last warm-up for starters to get some continuity going and make sure that we've built upon what we did in the first 2 games.
From a competition standpoint, it seems like it's still wide open. From your perspective, is that the case?
Oh, yeah, I think definitely so. I don't think anything's been set in stone, and we're just coming today working every day and making sure we're doing what we can to give them the position to put the best 5 out there.
You've got a young meeting room, guys that are just getting to know each other. How is the competition playing out in that room? Hard feelings at all?
We have a great dynamic. You know, everybody relies on each other. I don't think there's absolutely no egos in our room. So I think we've done a great job of handling and just being, pros. Because, you know, obviously, you know, we all got to work together. So we all just work together and make sure we keep it tight.
Your time with the Colts, your time with the Falcons, prepare you for that? For this moment now to compete?
I think so. I think that when you travel around, you learn something from everywhere. So I've taken somewhere from everywhere I've been. I just kept working, and I've been blessed to keep a job in this league.
Working at both guard and center, that just commonplace for you after so many years, or does that put more of a stress on you in the playbook?
I think that, unless you're an elite starter in this league, you have to be versatile. And, you know, if you can't be a one-trick pony, so I want to bring as much value as I can to this team. So the ability to be able to do both is hopefully just helps me going forward.